This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. I wanted to let you know, too, if you'd like to check us out live, please do so. We are on YouTube. You can go over to beforeitsnews.com. Thank you, Michael Roach. And you can watch the broadcast if you would like. With that said, friends, we got much to cover. And I want to play some audio in just a couple of minutes here, but I want to lay this to your candor, because this is what's being said by the sodomite communities. I can't help myself. I was born this way. Now it's God's fault. Did you hear what I said? I can't help myself. I was born this way. It's God's fault. Now, I mean, let's just overlook Romans 3:23. And by the way, this coming from a Christian presidential candidate that married another man. Okay? He's a sodomite. Homosexual marriage, never in the history of mankind. So what we have here is we have an individual trying to become the president of the United States of America that's failing to take responsibility for his choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, and then take on the sin that he was inerrantly born with and blame God for it, rather than to repent, 2 Corinthians 7:10. If you go to 1 Kings 15, verse 12, it says, the king, this being King Asa, and he took away the sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his father had made. Okay? Now, this coming all from Pete Buttigieg, what a last name. Overlook the fact that wisdom is justified by their children, Luke 7:35, and consider his dad was a Marxist professor, and a communist, now trying to spew on the next generation that, listen, if you have a problem with me being a homosexual, you don't have a problem with me, you have a problem with your creator. I'm going to play that audio in just a moment. You know, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. So therefore, if we all have sinned and we come to the knowledge of the truth, then it's laid to our candor by the most holy God that we're going to answer to the judge of all the earth for the sins that we have committed. We have a responsibility on an individual basis to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is laid to each and every one of us individually, all by ourselves. We're going to answer to God. Okay? But apparently to Pete Buttigieg, it doesn't apply. He's blaming God. And he has enough followers in that room, probably bought and paid for, this is how they do this, to go along with his deceptive measures in blaming God. That is not a good place to put yourself. That is, again, called daring the justice of God. You're going to love this show, friends, because I'm going to break it down in a way that you've never heard before. Again, Pete Buttigieg said, if you have a problem with who I am, your problem, sir, is not with me. It is with your creator. Blaming God for the way that he was born, he said. Well, again, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes Brother Pete here, right? And do you remember when King David said in Psalm 51, verse 5, he said, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, lawlessness, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Therefore, it falls back to Romans 3:23, where it states, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So I guess repentance falls to others outside of those that call themselves homosexuals and want to blame God for the way that they have been created, because they don't want to make the choice to repent for the sins that they are now taking on. This is exactly what they're saying. This is exactly what they're doing today, friends. Again, just keep in mind, friends, he wants to become the president of the United States of America. Righteous kings throughout, friends, have removed sodomites out of the land. But this guy wants to really be king in the place of God, Isaiah 14, and he doesn't want to remove the sodomites. He wants to fill the land with sodomites. How's that working out for us today, friends? And this is exactly what's happening in America today because of the professed Christians that sit on their so-called morals. And the fact of the matter is, God is going to judge you for what you leave off, and don't you forget that. I'm talking about, I can't help myself, I was born this way. It's God's fault, said Pete Buttigieg. This is exactly what he said. Let me lay this premise before this break. Right must always be right. Truth must always be truth. And purity must always be purity. Okay? Right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. But according to Pete Buttigieg, he wants to blame God for the choices that he's making. It's not going to fly for you, brother from another mother. And yes, I said brother from another mother. Maybe you should read 1 Corinthians 6:9. The effeminate, adulterers, fornicators will not inherit the kingdom of God. Apparently that doesn't apply to old Brother Pete. But I'm going to make sure by the end of the show you're going to understand it applies to Brother Pete. And if Pete, you're listening by chance, keep in mind you are accountable for your sin. You fail to repent before God's moral law. You remove it and then you blame God for what you take on from the enemy of your soul. You're the worst of men. You take on an abominable lifestyle. You make a choice to commit the acts, and then you have the audacity to blame God for what you do. That ain't gonna work. It's just not gonna work. It's all gonna be rehearsed before your eyes, the choices that you made and the things that you've done in this life. And you're gonna have to give an account for them. Folks, you can't bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lower to fit their lawless lifestyles, their criminal lifestyles. In every state in our union, it is considered a felony, America. Don't forget it. Homosexuality. Sodomy is the proper word. Again, you can't bring right down to a lower level because others want it lower to fit their lawless lifestyles. It must be where it always is and has been. I mean, what is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Because this is exactly what's being played out in the faces of the American people today. And if you think about it, crime that replaces the law that produces liberty, which is fictitious, friends, it's untrue, it's backwards, read Isaiah 5:20. That's no good for any society. But this is the society they want you to take on by force through totalitarian methods, if need be. And that's exactly what we're seeing being played out today, friends. Now they're taking it another step. They played the victim. Now they're playing the victim with God. And now they're blaming God for the ways that they have been born. I'm going to play this audio when we come back on the other side of the break by Pete Buttigieg. I hope I'm saying his name right. I actually went online to see how you'd pronounce that guy's name, but I heard it out of his own mouth, so I'm saying it the way he does. Be right back.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. And go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I got a, well, let me say it this way. I'm a preacher. I got a mouthful for you today. Right now what we're talking about is I can't help myself. I was born this way. It's now God's fault. This all coming from a presidential candidate who married a man named Pete Buttigieg. I mean, this is, folks, this is heresy, heretical. He calls himself a Christian. Again, this is craziness. This is blasphemy. Folks, this is like blaming God for evil in comparison to blaming the sun for darkness. Pete Buttigieg is blaming God for the evil that he chooses to commit. And keep in mind, blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. Let me tell you this. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back, and these men are daring the justice of God again. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And we're going to reap it with them if we don't lawfully enforce the laws of our land, where it's a felony in every given state, friends. This again is blasphemy. He lives out an abominable lifestyle before God. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, and then read to the end of the chapter. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Folks, I mean, Titus, this goes on and on and on and on. The book of Peter talks about it. And they want to try it again. They want to try it again, and everybody's standing back in the America that we know, and they're just allowing them to do the things that they're doing. Now, isn't this odd, friends, that we have the homosexuals coming out of the closet, attacking everybody? Remember, they're the victims, right? And now we see the professed effeminate Christians, who are no different than they are, going into the closet. They're taking on the mindset of tyrannical, arbitrary governments so they can wield further control over the souls and lives of all the people within this country. It's not going to fly here. I can tell you that right now. By the grace of God, I'm not moving. But I want you to hear this, and then what I'll do is I'll get back to the points that I want to make here, friends. This is craziness, okay? This is Pete Buttigieg, and listen carefully. He's talking about creepy Mike Pence, okay? Mike Pence is just a creepy dude to me. He always has been. Listen carefully. Listen to this.
People talk about things like marriage equality as a moral issue, and it is certainly a moral issue as far as I'm concerned. It's a moral issue because being married to Chasten has made me a better human being. Because it has made me more compassionate, more understanding, more self-aware, and more decent. My marriage to Chasten has made me a better man. And yes, Mr. Vice President, it has moved me closer to God.
Wow. Wrong God, brother. Unholy Pete.
You may be religious and you may not.
Wrong God,
but if you are, and you are also queer, and you have come through the other side of a period of wishing that you weren't, then you know that that message, that this idea that there is something wrong with you, is a message that puts you at war not only with yourself, but with your Maker. And speaking only for myself, I can tell you that if me being gay was a choice, it was a choice that was made far, far above my pay grade.
Wow.
And that's the thing I wish the Mike Pences of the world would understand. That if you've got a problem with who I am, your problem is not with me. Your quarrel, sir, is with my Creator.
Is this, folks, this is blasphemy. It's blatant. Folks, in every given state of our union, it's a felony. He's blaming God for the choices that he makes. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that you've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto you. Whoa! Blessed is the man, James 1:12. Now I was in Romans 6. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he's tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. And when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Hey, Petey. Hey, Peter. Why don't you read Romans 6:23 when you get a moment? What's the end of sin? Death. You know, the Bible clearly tells us in Proverbs 14 that there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. But this guy's going way beyond that, friends. He's trying to brainwash a whole new generation to point their finger towards God and blame him for his lack of repentance and his choices in which he makes that are an abomination in the face of God. Again, this is abominable. This is heresy. This is blasphemy, friends, is what it is. I was just telling you a moment ago, friends, right must always be right, truth must always be truth, and purity must always be purity. Right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments. They are not going anywhere. They are immovable. They are forever. Listen to me, wicked men. They are forever, and the seed of the righteous is forever. The word of the Lord endureth forever. His word is forever settled in heaven. It's not going anywhere. You're not going to get the last laugh, per se. It's going to be at your own demise at the end of the day. And I'm telling you that because I love you enough to tell you the truth and love you enough to tell you what others are unwilling to tell you because they are people pleasers. They are enemies to your soul. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. You cannot bring right down to a lower level because others want it lower to fit their lawless lifestyles. It must be where it always is. Again, is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? No, because that's no good for any society. That produces bondage, not liberty. And they confuse the definition of liberty with licentiousness, a license to excessive sin. And it's exactly what they've taken on. Hey, friends, do away with the law and you have no crime. Criminals love that mentality, even going so far as to now blame the judge for the crimes that he is committing. Just think about that. He's blaming the judge for the crimes that he is committing. He's self-condemned, okay? Right is right eternally, and it cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. Now, we've all heard the likes of Pete Buttigieg, right? The lawless try to excuse themselves of doing that which is right, just, and true by saying, well, you know what? I was born this way. I can't help myself. This is what we're hearing them say. Folks, this is very specious, but it's utterly false. Completely false. Man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. Sin is moral, not physical. Listen to me carefully. Sin is moral, not physical. In morality, by the way, Webster's 1828 is a conformity to the truth. And the truth is what? That of the moral divine law of God. We're not getting away from that, nor do we Christians want to get away from that. We want to magnify His law and His righteousness. Read Isaiah 42:21 when you get a moment. Listen again. Man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. Sin is moral, not physical. For people to say, I can't help myself, and they're committing crimes, means that the law of the land comes into play to enforce against their crime unto judgment, so we might throw them, incarcerate them, and throw them into a penitent, a penitentiary, so that they might repent for their sins that they have committed before God. Okay? That's how that works. Never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for sin. I can't help myself, friends. Now just hang on with me. I want to ask you a question. I want to lay this to your candor. Let it be a law unto itself. Listen carefully. When a man becomes such a liar that he cannot speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness because he cannot help himself? Can a liar blame God for the lies that the man chooses to commit and to spill out of his filthy heart? Out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth speaks. And if it's unregenerate, not born of the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5, then where must it be coming from? The pit of hell, from his father, John 8:44. There's no truth in them. They come to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. That's what these people do. Okay, but those that follow the Christ, John 8:36, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. We meet him on his terms, not on fallen man's terms. Okay, so if you have an employer, and if your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty of showing up at work on time and giving you what he promised to give you as an employee because he's made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? Are you going to excuse him because he made the choice to stop at the local pub and get drunk? Because after all, he was born that way. He can't help himself, yet he made the choice to pull the money out of his pocket, lay it on the bar, tell the bartender what he wanted, and then he drank himself to the point, friends, of belligerence. Is that somebody else's fault when he commits the crime? Because it's interesting, friends. When I look at the laws of the land where I'm speeding, I can't blame my foot for speeding, right? No, I have to take responsibility, and so is it with everybody else that remain in their sin. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is downplaying his frontrunner status as he formally enters the 2020 Democratic presidential race.
It's real early. I tell you what, the issue is going to be who, not only who can win this, but who's the best person to lead the country.
The massive migrant caravan said to be making its way towards the U.S.-Mexico border is a result of Congress not acting and continuing to encourage illegal immigration. That's at least according to Hector Garza. He's the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He also talks to Fox News about the difference between the previous caravans and that current migrant caravan.
The group is about 20,000 total, and as it comes closer to the United States, more and more people join that caravan. Now we're seeing people from Africa, we're seeing people from Nicaragua, we're seeing people from Cuba.
This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Electrical pros do it right to get everything in one stop, so you spend more time on the job than away from it, and spend less money too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities and at the right prices, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of 12-2 and 14-2 Southwire Romex Simpull wire, now 5% off. Plus, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 4/24 through 4/26 while supplies last. Subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Check out that website. We got brand new videos going up every week. We have several hundred videos. Again, if you're willing to be the strength of the Constitution, as Thomas Edison rightly said, to right the wrongs, because America, we still have the freedom to right the wrongs today, right? There's no excuse as to why you may be letting your country go into hell in a handbasket, okay? And that's happening because the church, 86% of you, are leaving off the commandments of God. A lack of love towards the Father who sent His Son to die for you on the cross of Calvary and shedding His blood to cover your sin, Revelations 1:5. First scripture would have been John 3:16. Read it when you get a moment. You can also call in at any time if you'd like to, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, the list goes on. You get the point. We're talking about, I can't help myself. I was born this way. It's God's fault. This is exactly what the presidential candidate, Pete Buttigieg, declared. Just think about this. When we go to 1 Kings 15, righteous kings like that of Asa removed the Sodomites from the land. But this man that marries a man, which has never been in the history of mankind, talking about daring the justice of God and taking it to extremes, friends, he's going to get a response sooner or later. And so are those that tolerate this abominable lifestyle in the face of God. You can rest assured. Now, with that said, he's blaming God for the way he was born. Pete Buttigieg is. I've never heard anybody take it that far, friends. He is blaming God for the choices that he is making. Well, then he's not responsible. And I'm laying to your candor right now, friends, that, you know, here, hang on a second. You know, again, blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. You want to go ahead and blame God for something that you can't blame God for, isn't going to work on Judgment Day now, is it? No. And guess what, friends? It's appointed for all men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27, no one's exempt from this. My goodness, friends. Adhere to the truth. Don't run from it. If it offends you, praise God, the Holy Ghost is doing His job in your life. That's what He does. He brings about godly repentance. He convicts you of your sin. John 16, verse 8, starting there. Now, getting back to the point, I can't help myself. I just asked you the question. I laid to your candor. When a man becomes such a liar that he cannot speak the truth, is he exempt from the duty of being truthful? Because after all, he says he cannot help himself. How is that going to fly in the face of someone committing the act of perjury in court? It's not. It's against the law. There's consequences. If your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? Well, friends, he comes about and says, well, I couldn't help myself. Really? You take the money out of your pocket that you just worked for somehow or another, or stole. You go to a bar, you lay the money on the bar, you ask the bartender to give you a drink, and you drink yourself to the point where you're swazzled, you're drunk, inebriated. And then you want to blame God because you can't help yourself? Nope, drunkards will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Liars will not enter into the kingdom of heaven, friends. Okay? Is a lustful man free to indulge his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality and being faithful unto his husband or wife, or her husband and his wife? I mean, after all, again, he says, well, I'm not faithful to my wife because I was born this way. I can't help myself. Folks, this is against the law. Did you know that adultery is against the law in the United States of America? The laws have not been enforced since 1944. Wow. A lawless society in which you are reaping, and you're trying to figure out why you're reaping this lawlessness, because you haven't magnified the law. Lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. America, America, you've taken on the mindset of your enemy. And the Lord said, when you depart from me wickedly, I will turn that country into hell. Read Psalm 9:16 and 17 when you get a moment. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. This is a dangerous doctrine. The law of God is a just one, and man is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of doing so. I have another question for you. Let's take it another step, because this is something that we hear all the time. Well, you know, we're supposed to hate the sin, but we're supposed to love the sinner. You've all heard this. Wait. We're supposed to hate the sin, but love the sinner. Okay, well, when we look at the cross of Calvary, we can see how much God hated sin because He laid the iniquity of us all upon His Son as the sacrifice and the propitiation for the sins of the world through His blood, right? 1 John chapter 2, go down, second verse. It shows you how much God hates sin, but the cross of Calvary, Golgotha, also is a demonstration of His love for mankind. How can the act, let me ask you, friends, going back to my point. We're told that we're supposed to hate the sin. Hang on. We're supposed to hate the sin but love the sinner. So in other words, those that continue on in their sin on Judgment Day, they go to hell. And the Bible says that the Lord says He wishes none to perish, but all might come to the knowledge of the truth. So if they didn't come to the knowledge of the truth and work with the Holy Ghost and make the right choices, they end up in hell. Did God love them? Yep. There's going to be a lot of people on Judgment Day that the Lord loved, but they made the choice to go to hell because they refused to repent before breaking God's law, period, and going to Jesus Christ who fulfills it. Romans 3:31. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? We're told that we're supposed to just, well, love the sinner and hate the sin. Well, let me ask you something, friends. Is that what the Bible says? Does God love the sinner? Yes. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. No question about it. But let's take it to theology. Again, because this is false doctrine that's being taught to the American people in the church. And the only way to set the record straight is by preaching law to grace, okay? And that's how conviction is wrought by the Holy Ghost. Listen to this carefully, friends, okay? Psalm 7:11, God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. God is angry with the wicked every day. God is angry with the wicked every day, but we're supposed to love the sinner and hate the sin. Okay. Folks, God is not angry merely against the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against the sinner himself. Is there like a version of two different hells, friends? Because he who continues on in his sin will die in his sin, Jesus said. But the Lord still loves him. Yep, the Lord loves him so much that he's looking for those on earth that love him enough to obey his commandments and to preach the gospel that they might repent and come unto him through repentance. That they might be saved by Jesus Christ. We're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Second Ephesians verse 8. Some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous and absurd abstraction and would fain make it appear that God is angry at the sin, yet not at the sinner. He hates the theft but loves the thief. He abhors adultery but is pleased with the adulterer. Folks, this is supreme nonsense. The sin has no moral character apart from the sinner. The act is nothing apart from the actor. The very thing that God hates and disapproves is not the mere event, the thing done in distinction from the doer, but it is the doer himself. Let me ask you something, friends. Just common sense comes into play here. When somebody uses a gun or a weapon in a crime, when he goes to court, does the judge in civil law and civil matters hate the weapon and throw the weapon into jail, or the person that made the choice to commit the act with the weapon, are they incarcerated? Are they thrown into jail? So here, I lay to your candor. Then, how is it that the sin can be apart from the act? Or how can the act be apart from the actor? You cannot. Someone has to make the choice and act out the deed, whether it be good or rather it be evil. We need to begin to think of the false doctrine that has been thrown on us over the last how many decades in this country? 6, 7 decades now? I'm not that old yet. But from what I understand, grandmas and grandpas used to go to church up until the 60s. And they would hear every Sabbath day, the way my wife's grandma told me, the law and the prophets every Sabbath day. Now what are they preaching? A grace of God. Instead of go and sin no more, found in John 8, now it's go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, and you're still going to go to heaven anyways. Baloney! It's unscriptural. It's not in the Word of God. 1-866-582-9933. Hey folks, I've been preaching this message for 17 years, and I have yet to have one church overseer call and confront me with my spiritual error. One. Still haven't received it. 1-866-582-9933. I'm asking you the question. How can the act be apart from the actor? He can't. If God says sodomy, going back to Pete Buttigieg, if he says that sodomy and the act of sodomy is an abomination, and that he commits the act, he's taking it unto himself to be the act, the actor that's playing out the act. That is sin before God, and God is angry with the sinner every day. And those that continue on in their transgressions concerning God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, the Bible says that God is angry with the sinner every day. God is angry with the wicked every day. And who are the wicked? Those that know the truth and refuse to repent. They keep going on with their sinful, bad lifestyles, right? And then they wonder why on Judgment Day they end up where they end up, because they made a choice.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, talking about Pete Buttigieg, the presidential candidate of the United States of America, who married another man. Never in the history of mankind, boy, America, are you testing God's patience? Are you provoking the living God for what you tolerate, for what you roll over in the face of? You're handing the helm over to these people that need to, by force, control every aspect of your life. It's just what's happening. We just found out today another judge in the United States of America is forcing a Christian adoption agency to allow same-sex couples to adopt. This is only going to go so far. You can rest assured. And when it, folks, and when the hammer falls, again, it's no man that's behind all of this. Either you're under the blessings of God or you're under the judgments of God. It's raining the judgments of God. And when the hammer falls, nobody that has ears to hear, even me now, over 108 cities in the United States of America, broadcasting into 53 countries, you can no longer turn your back as if you didn't know the truth. You are as responsible as I am to preach that gospel. We're all to do the work of an evangelist. I'm not an evangelist. But the fact of the matter is we are scripturally all to do the same thing. We have one aim. One end aim. And here's another thing, friends. We can blame nobody else for what we're doing to ourselves except ourselves. We're destroying ourselves. And I want to tell you how we're destroying ourselves. By what we tolerate. By what we tolerate. Talking about Pete Buttigieg, I want you to hear this audio one more time. Listen carefully as to what he says. Listen carefully.
like marriage equality as a moral issue. And it is certainly a moral issue as far as I'm concerned. It's a moral issue because being married to Chasten has made me a better human being. Because it has made me more compassionate, more understanding, more self-aware, and more decent. My marriage to Chasten has made me a better man. And yes, Mr. Vice President, it has moved me closer to God.
Wow.
You may be religious and you may not. But if you are, and you are also queer.
Queer.
And you have come through the other side of a period of wishing that you weren't. Then you know that that message, that this idea that there is something wrong with you, is a message that puts you at war, not only with yourself, but with your Maker. And speaking only for myself, I can tell you that if me being gay was a choice, it was a choice that was made far, far above my pay grade.
Huh. Listen carefully, friends. This is blasphemy.
And that's the thing I wish the Mike Pences of the world would understand. That if you've got a problem with who I am, your problem is not with me. Your quarrel, sir, is with my Creator.
Okay. Now, friends, keep in mind, the homosexual lobby, he said, your problem is not with me. Wait a second, then. Why has he got a problem with Christians? Because he's at war with God, and it's a war in which he will not win. Hasn't happened over the last 6,000 years, and it's not going to happen in the next 6,000 years. Okay? You're going to receive a righteous recompense because you refused to repent before your choice of acting out an abominable lifestyle. And it's for the church to again enforce his laws in the United States of America. Why has it been illegal all the way up until 1973, friends? I'm just curious. Why does it say in state statutes throughout the United States that it's a felony? Do you see what they're doing? They're using the law against the law. It's a totalitarian method, function, system. They're using the law against the law. They're at war with themselves, and they turn on each other because they refuse to receive the Word of God. Period. That's what's going on here. I'm now highlighting how can the act be apart from the actor. I want to say this again. God is not angry merely against the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against the sinner himself. Hey, folks, who goes to hell? I'm asking you the question, who goes to hell? Those that die in their sin. What is sin? It's the transgression of God's moral law. Read Exodus 20, a violation of God's moral law. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. A god to suit your sin that looks just like you. He doesn't exist. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You better practice what you preach. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The fourth commandment. The fifth is honor your father and your mother. Right? It's the first commandment with promise that your days may be long upon the earth. Number six is thou shalt not kill. In Matthew 5, Jesus said, even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. Number seven is thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, even if you look at a woman or a man to lust after them, you've committed the act of adultery. He said, it's better for you to pluck out one of your eyes and to cast it from you rather than to end up in hell. What is he doing? He's showing you the value of your soul. He's showing you the severity of holding on to sin that you need to part with. Hey, folks, you want to unify with Christ? Then part from sin. You want to unify with Christ? Then part from sin. Matthew 3:2. Number 8 is what? Thou shalt not steal. Number 9 is thou shalt not lie. Number 10 is thou shalt not covet. And it's interesting. The first commandment is thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is namely like unto this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. This is the law and the prophets. Read Romans 13. He lays out the law and he teaches us that love worketh no ill. If you don't want somebody doing it to you, then don't do it to them. But it starts between you and your God. And first and foremost, friends, you cannot love mankind until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Read Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. And then taking that to the love of God in Romans 5:5, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost has been given unto us. What does that love do? It motivates you. Friends, it leads you to what? Go out and become fishers of men if you're following Christ and seeking and saving that which is lost. Luke 19:10. Okay? I mean, what we're being told today, friends, is so far off the grid scripturally that it's heretical, it's heresy. Read 1 Timothy 4:1 when you get a moment. Again, some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous and absurd abstraction and would fain make it appear that God is angry at the sin, yet not at the sinner. Really, I mean, that's like a cop looking at a guy committing a crime, and he's not angry with the guy committing the crime. He just overlooks the criminal, and then there's no crime. But if he acts out, friends, the crime, then guess what? That's who he's angry with. You can't set them apart. Again, the act is not apart from the actor. Period. The act is the actor, said Mr. Knightman, I see up on the top chat. Good point. The very thing that God hates and disapproves of is not the mere event, the thing done in distinction from the doer, but it is the doer himself. It grieves and displeases God that a rational moral agent under his government should array himself against his own God and Father, against all that is right and just in the universe. This is the thing that offends God. Common sense comes into play. The sinner himself is the direct and the only object of his anger. So the Bible shows, listen to me say that again. So the Bible shows God is angry with the wicked, not with the abstract sin. If the wicked turn not, God will whet his sword. He had bent his bow and made it ready, not to shoot the sin, however, but the sinner. The wicked man who has done the abominable thing. This is the only doctrine of either the Bible or of common sense on this subject. How is it that we've taken on these false teachings in the United States of America? Folks, preachers today give license to sin by preaching that false grace, by preaching a false love, by teaching men that you can go on with your bad self and keep offending God at every step of your life and that you're still going to go to heaven. Untrue. Not scriptural. Can't find it nowhere, nor would I want to find it anywhere. You know, when my kids were little, just a quick analogy or a parable of sorts, I remember when my kids would get out of the tub and they would run around like a bunch of naked birds and they'd go get their pajamas on or whatever the case might be. And, you know, they didn't feel that they were doing anything wrong because at that point, friends, they didn't have a knowledge of their sin the way that I'm giving you a knowledge of your sin by using the law right now, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Jesus continuously used it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You know, and it's the same way that I feel. When we're washed in the blood, we're sanctified unto obedience under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Folks, I feel the same way. I don't feel like I'm guilty for anything. I don't have to prove to anybody that I'm just and right before God when I'm found in Jesus Christ. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. So therefore, friends, we need to take on the same mindset when we're right with God, that folks, we're right with God and God is angry with the wicked at every step of the way. And there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin.
Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use.
Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.